And now, briefly, I want to use my host's prerogative and add one more little hubbub this week, and that's that the King Richard's Fair in Carver, Massachusetts is in its 29th season. Now, it features a lot of what you might expect from a Renaissance fair, jousting and swordplay and medieval costumes, but one of the most popular attractions is a show highlighting some of the rarest animals on Earth. So WBUR's Jack Lepiarz takes us backstage at the Tale of the Tiger Show.
Hi, Tiger Dog.
It's feeding time backstage at King Richard's Fair. So how much do they usually go through in, let's say, a day?
If they're eating on a regular day, because some of the days they're working, they don't eat as much, they eat a single tiger eats 10 to 15 pounds.
And if there's one thing you learn very quickly, it's don't get between a big cat and his food.
You just want to try and stay 12 inches off this wood when he starts throwing the food in.
You got it.
Because they might reach their hands out.
There are 11 big cats back here, ranging from a 10-week-old baby lynx to the Guinness World Record holder for biggest feline in the world. Hercules the Liger, a cross between a male lion and a female tiger, clocks in at 12 feet long and weighs about 900 pounds. Dr. Bhagavan Antal, the founder and director of Tigers, the Institute of Greatly Endangered and Rare Species, owns more than 60 big cats and other exotic animals. His animals have been used in more than 500 movies and TV productions over the past 30 years. That includes Ace Ventura, Dr. Dolittle, even the roaring lion used in the MGM logo. Most of the year, he lives at the Tigers Institute in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But for 27 years now, Antal, or Doc as he's commonly known, camps out in Carver, where he brings the Tale of the Tiger Show to King Richard's Fair.
You do it 10 weeks at a time, but it's really become a major second home for me to be up here and be able to live like this.
But Doc Antal didn't grow up raising tigers. He grew up herding cattle on a ranch in Arizona, and he says that's where he first learned how to train and love animals. After getting his doctorate in medicine in China, Antal moved back to the U.S., where he opened an alternative therapy clinic in Virginia. It was during this time the local heads of Exxon Oil, which used a tiger as its logo, asked Antal to give a lecture on health and diet at their upcoming convention. So Antal went to a zoo director and a friend and asked to borrow a baby tiger to use for that lecture on nutrition.
I took it to that Exxon lecture. Exxon liked the tiger coming to the lecture much better than my talk about health and diet.
Antal says people pay attention when they get to see a big cat like a tiger up close, not behind bars, not behind a glass wall, or asleep in a zoo.
There is a connection that can happen between you and that animal that's almost like you're getting to meet a piece of true nature, of God, in the reflection of those tiger's eyes.
Antal calls his animals wildlife ambassadors. They're on stage as representatives of the natural world to bring a message to the public. That message is one of conservation and environmental awareness.
So save the tiger, you save the whole world because of this incredible pyramid that he sits atop. Because to save the tiger, you have to have clean rivers, pristine clear skies, wide open spaces, and people who care. If you have those things, the tiger's at the top of the whole chain, everything below him falls into place, and all the rest of wildlife is there. For him to be healthy, the world is healthy.
For WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.
The Tale of the Tiger Show takes place at King Richard's Fair in Carver through Sunday. When we come back, what Jane Goodall is to apes, Lisa Birnbach is to preps, and according to Birnbach, Massachusetts is a huge habitat.
It is so preppy. John Kerry, Governor Patrick, the Kennedy family. We smell the perfume of the Kennedys wherever we go in the state.
Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.